This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Andrew Bogusch, we love baseball. He's a diehard Met fan. Me being a diehard Yankee fan, as you can imagine, one of us was very excited for this next guest. The other, not so much. Jeff Nelson, four-time World Series champion, co-host of the Pinstripe Pod. Jeff, good morning. Welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm good. How do you guys work together then?
How does that work? Obviously, I understand what success is. He doesn't, so he just has to follow my lead, Jeff.
So you bring a lot of tissues then?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, you should have seen this guy after Cespedes bowed out last week. He's only just getting over it now.
I guess he may never get over it.
No, I mean... No. Jeff, I've told this story on the air. When you guys, the late 90s run, the heyday of Sean's Yankee fandom, I was in college at Fordham in the Bronx, so I was like at the epicenter of the celebrating. It was taunting me. And in fact, I was covering the end of the Subway Series at Shea Stadium. I was in the Yankee clubhouse while you guys were dancing, jumping up around, spraying champagne, and trying to be professional on a personal level. My Mets just lost the World Series, so that was a long time ago, but it feels like yesterday, and I can never forgive actual Yankee players or terrible Yankee fans like Sean.
That was my favorite World Series. I mean, the city was nuts. And did you get wet? You had to get wet in the clubhouse.
I got wet. I have a cork somewhere from a champagne bottle, and I've told this story, unless I'm hallucinating. Did you guys not sing as a group "Who Knocked the Mets Out" instead of "Who Let the Dogs Out," because that was their song that whole
thing? You guys wore out the AHA men, and it was nuts. I mean, every song was "Who Let the Dogs," or a minute was it "Who Let the Dogs Out." But whoever came in that locker room, and it was not a great locker room, and it was very, very small.
Yes,
sure that they didn't leave dry.
They did. We did not.
Unbelievable. Jeff Nelson, our guest here, four-time World Series champion. All right, Jeff, before we kind of go around baseball, some other odds and ends, let's start with the Yankees, as you are the co-host of the Pinstripe Pod. Big story this morning, obviously last night with the Yankees and Phillies kind of picking up their series and redoing it after it was canceled the week before, but no fans in the park, and there we are yesterday, Jordan Montgomery on the hill for the Yankees, and fans crowding around Citizens Bank Park, a small group of them blowing foghorns or air horns. Aaron Boone argued with the umpire about it, then spoke about a post game. I don't know how you feel as a pitcher in that moment. Obviously, it's a different circumstance. We're in a different world right now in Major League Baseball. You're kind of getting used to either pumped-in crowd noise or awkward silence. Would that have bothered you as a pitcher hearing the foghorn go off, and do you think Aaron Boone had a legitimate gripe?
I pitched in New York at Old Yankee Stadium for I don't know how many years, and, you know, a lot more than foghorns were going off in that stadium. So you had a lot more obstacles to try to get around. So it wouldn't have bothered me. I don't know why. I guess because it was just zero noise, and it's almost like a pin drop sometimes, even though they're pumping in crowd noise to try to make it as much as a baseball game as possible. No, I don't think it would have bothered me. I don't think it would have bothered anybody else. It's just normal noise. And, heck, Philadelphia fans are worse than any fans anyway.
Jeff, I'm sure you've talked to guys who have been on the field so far this season. How are they actually experiencing this super weird atmosphere of the fan cutouts and stands, the silence, the empty buildings? Is it as weird as people thought it was going to be?
I think they kind of knew what to expect, especially going through that summer camp, that spring training 2.0. And, you know, I was like, oh, man, there's these cutout cardboard people that are in the stands. I was like, what are they doing? And the first time I saw it was at Citi Field. And actually, it probably is not bad, because at least it's a little bit better than just seeing an empty seat, even though they're not saying anything. Sometimes it's good. Like, if you're not doing well, it's good that they're not saying anything and you just keep quiet. But it is different. You know, it's, you know, they're trying to pump in the noise. And, you know, it's funny, because the Yankees just did it. They play a home and away, and they're in the opposing park. Just like they did the other day with the Phillies. So it is a different season, and this is something, I guess, you, as an ex-player, you want it to go by as quickly as possible, and maybe 2021 will be normal.
Jeff Nelson, our guest here. Jeff, speaking of not being normal, obviously we all know what happened with the Marlins and the Cardinals and the positive tests that have come down. So Major League Baseball kind of reworking the schedule on the fly. I do give them credit for doing a lot of this. It seems like the idea of just going by winning percentage, they're going to try their hardest not to do. It gets released that the Marlins are going to play 27 games in 23 days, including, I believe it's something like 10 games within a seven-day span with four doubleheaders included, something like that. Do you think that it's almost unfair to these players that we are going to play that many doubleheaders and cram that many games into so few days?
Yeah, I think they have a seven game set with the Phillies in 5 days, so they'll play two doubleheaders against them, and that's like right in the middle of September. You know, to be fair to other teams, I think you try to get 60 games in for everyone. If they go on winning percentage, and all of a sudden maybe a team is six or seven games less than that, maybe second place team or whatever, I don't think that's fair. So This is part of it. I think all the owners and baseball knew what was going to happen. That's why they have this 60-man pool, and hopefully it doesn't happen again. I wish they would have implemented you couldn't leave the hotel in the beginning, because that's how some of this stuff is taken off. Whatever these guys have done, whether it's go get a coffee, mall, or casino, whatever story they want to tell. I mean, they got it somehow, and it went through the team. So now they can't leave the hotel, but they got to try to make it as fair as possible, and to try to get in as at least as close to 60 games as they can. And, you know, the Marlins and the Phillies are going to wind up paying for it at the end. And, you know, it's just one of those things.
You know, Jeff, I heard Adam Ottavino, who is now a Yankee reliever, in an interview, I guess maybe 10 days ago or so, locally here in New York, talking about, you know, the fear of guys going out on the road and messing this up, which may or may not have happened with the Cardinals and the Marlins. And Adam actually said, like, he trusted the Yankees, but he knew the other teams who could be an issue. Now, he didn't name names, but would you know, like, looking around the league, like, oh, man, we need to worry, like, maybe it's Cleveland, maybe it's the White Sox, but would you have known who the teams were that would have been more apt to kind of be partiers, so to speak, and break the rules and maybe kind of jeopardize this whole thing?
No, you know, athletes, whether I'm sure baseball and basketball and football's in and out. But, you know, when you go into a city, I mean, you're in a city for 3 or 4 days. And, you know, it's just part of the nature of sports is when, okay, after a game, you hit the hotel bar to wind down, or you go out with your friends to eat. And you're just so used to doing that year after year, day after day. I mean, baseball's such a long season. And you're on the road half the time, and half your off days are on the road. So, you know, to try to get away from that and break that habit, it's tough. And I know it's 60 games, and I know, you know what, guys should just stay in their rooms and suck it up. And, you know, I would be a believer of that. And I think the teams that wind up winning and staying the healthiest are following the protocols probably closer than others. The thing that you would worry about, you know, you don't know the teams, you don't know the guys. I think sometimes players and athletes think they're bulletproof and, oh, this is not going to happen to me. You know, my guys are all good. We're all family. We're staying together. But obviously you saw the Cardinals and the Marlins, what happened with them. What I'm worried about is at the end of the season with some of these teams that are not in it, will they all of a sudden say, hey, you know, we're not going to be in the playoffs. There's 16 teams, 8 in each league. let's just go out and do our normal thing like we would do in 2019. I think that's the stuff you have to worry about towards the end. I don't know about now, but maybe like the last couple weeks of the season.
Jeff Nelson, our guest here. Jeff, as a pitcher, 2020, on top of everything that's come with it and maybe the cram and rush to getting ready for the season, we have seen a lot of pitcher injuries and some big names. Justin Verlander, just the other day we saw Max Scherzer pull his hamstring a bit. Obviously, there was Clayton Kershaw at the beginning of the year. Otani now, at least from the arm standpoint, hurt. And it looks like there are 30 pitcher arm injuries and a 150% higher than record than any previous season's opening stretch right now for Major League Baseball pitcher injuries. Do you think that the ramp up, shutdown, and then re-ramp up is affecting these pitchers and leading to more injuries, or is this purely coincidence?
Oh, no doubt. You know, it's so tough as a pitcher, you know, to get things going in March and all of a sudden shut down and expect these guys, and a lot of them did, you know, continue to work out and throw until they finally got the call and say, hey, we're going back to spring training again. Shortened spring training, 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden you're going into a season, and when if you have an outbreak on a team, then all of a sudden the schedule's changing, you're postponing games. And you've seen some of these videos on TV as far as the Cardinals and the Marlins throwing baseballs against mattresses or ironing boards or doing whatever they can to try to stay in shape because they can't come out of the room and they're not working out. So you knew that there was going to be some significant injuries. I mean, throw Corey Kluber's name in there with a shoulder in Texas. Tommy Canley, you know, with the Yankees, he's out. He had Tommy John, I think it was yesterday. It could be more, you know. Then relievers would be a little bit maybe less only because they're so used to, hey, 10 innings and we're good. And they're sometimes used to getting up and getting down a little bit more than just a starter. But this is definitely affecting these players. And, you know, I think you got to hand it to them for them going through all this and all this shutdown and who hopefully doesn't happen again. But it could. I mean, another team could have a breakout for some kind of mishap or not following the strict protocols.
Jeff, I know it's harder than usual to predict and project in this season, but I wanted to mention two teams to you. The Rockies off to a 9-3 start. The Twins are 10-3. Either one of those seem more legit to you? Do you like one of those teams more than the other long term over these 60 games?
The Twins are definitely legit. They have a really good team. And you know, they got Kenta Maeda in the offseason from the Dodgers, and he was one of those swing guys, a starter, and then also went to the bullpen in the playoffs. He's really been great for the Twins. And, you know, they're going to get Odorizzi back, and they're a solid team. I don't know if they can ever get past the Yankees. It's kind of a monkey on their back, but they're legit. You know, Colorado, I mean, that West, the NL West might be the best division in baseball. I would have never said it going into the season, but they have a bunch of teams out there. I mean, the Dodgers are playing mediocre. You have the Giants, you have the Diamondbacks, you have the Padres who have really done well, and of course, you just mentioned the Rockies. I wouldn't put any team past another. They're going to wind up battling out, but I think the Twins are obviously the most legit. They have the best record, I think, in baseball right now.
Jeff Nelson, obviously the host of Pinstripe Pod, former New York Yankee World Series champion. Jeff, look, this is going to be a homer question for me as a Yankee fan. I've taken a lot of licks on the show from all these Met guys, you know, all over the place about how I really thought the last couple of years the Yankees would put this together and find a way to win a World Series. It won't taste any less sweet for me in a 60-game season if they find a way to do it. But I look around the American League. You mentioned the Twins there. Look, the Red Sox just aren't the same team. The Astros, obviously, no more Gerrit Cole. We see Verlander go down. Would you say it would be a major disappointment and upset if the Yankees are not representing the American League in the World Series this year?
It's always going to be a major upset when they're not representing in any year. But the thing that they have to address, and I think we've seen it through the first 2 weeks, is their starting rotation. They have Gerrit Cole, and they really don't have anyone else. Tanaka, you know, hopefully he'll start building up that arm strength. He's always good in the playoffs, but you know, Paxton has not looked the same. His velocity's down. I thought, hey, let's see Jordan Montgomery after his first start, but then he got whacked around a little bit by the Phillies yesterday. Jay Happ has just not been good in that rotation. So, if anything, you know, they'll wind up addressing it. There's no doubt they're going to address that starting rotation, but that's their weak link right now. But anything can happen because now they have eight teams, And that first round, you're going to wind up playing a 2 out of 3 against someone. And you hope that you all of a sudden, you know, don't play poorly for 2 games and wind up getting knocked out in that first 2 out of 3.
Great point. Jeff Nelson has been a great guest here this morning on CBS Sports Radio here nationally. He's a 4-time World Series champ. He's got a great podcast. Check it out everywhere podcasts are available. It's the Pinstripe Pod. He's got you covered, Yankee baseball, Major League Baseball. You could follow him on Twitter, at NewYorkNelly43. Jeff, thanks for the World Series memories, and thanks for the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. And the Mets, you know, they might be okay, so don't worry. Don't panic yet.
They might be okay. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.